I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. Following a debut season that won 5 Emmy Awards last year, best-selling author James Patterson's Kid Stew has returned to public television. This program celebrates imagination, and it encourages interest in reading, music, art, as well as creative expression. And Idaho-based New York Times best-selling author Ridley Pearson appears in the recurring author interview segment of the program. And in this encore interview with Ridley, we spoke with him back in June in advance of the second season, which started back in July. We began our conversation with him by asking him about the program, but also why adult thriller novelist James Patterson came to produce it in the first place.
He's made so much money, and he's been really generous with it.
Uh-huh.
And so I think he was one of the initial funders of this. And in some ways, I think it was his vision. And then I think NPR, PBS ran with it. But
mm-hmm.
To me, what's amazing about the show is it encourages and shows the kids and adults, too, just how easy it is to see the creative side of things. And they do it in a really fun way in that it's hosted by kids.
Mm-hmm.
So in my episode that right before me, they were talking about a book and there's this young girl on a horse and she's going, the book I want to talk about, and she's maybe 8 years old.
Oh,
the book
God.
I'd like to talk about is about a horse. and so it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I think it's engaging for the kids and it lets them – a big, powerful moment in my life as a kid was a series of books called Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Yes.
And I don't know if you're too young for these, but Harold.
My mom made me read
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. Harold had a little crayon, and anything he drew on a wall or a book or anything came to life, and he went into it. So if
mm-hmm.
he drew a rocket, he was in the rocket. And as a young kid, I went, wow, you can just make stuff up like that, you know? How incredible is that? If I
right.
draw a horse, I can ride it. And I think this show does that for kids. It sort of says, look, open up your head a little and anything's possible.
You know what I think is interesting about that is that we focus so much in education these days about STEM, right?
Yes.
Science, technology, sure. math, which we need to.
Oh, yeah.
However, not every kid is going to be an engineer or a mathematician. I was not one of those kids.
And that's an important point because in the last 2 or 3 years, they've added an A
yes.
to that. For arts.
Right, to make
it
STEAM.
And so they're working harder on exactly that. I mean, I think you pinpointed one of the things that made kids like, I don't know that I want to try that, but once it has theater, music, all of that in there,
mm-hmm.
they go, yeah, I can come here.
Well, because there are so many kids where that creative expression is so important.
Exactly.
Not,
and I was one of those.
Right, and to your well-being.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, to all of our well-being. Yeah.
yeah.
That's why we read. I mean, when we read, we see it, we hear it, we can feel it, we
mm-hmm.
get scared, we get happy, we get excited. It just overcomes us, and we become a part of it. You know?
And it's that idea, too, that I think when you're right, when you can see it, when you can get into your imagination and be able to have that creative process happen on the pages in front of you.
Yeah,
that's got to be life-changing.
Yeah, and Kid Stu comes out and says, this is okay to enjoy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it kind of gives them that blessing of it's all right to do this. It's all right to have an imagination. You don't have to be locked on a screen. You know, you don't have to be thinking about
mm-hmm.
social stuff on social media, even at that age. You can just enjoy stuff, and you can investigate things and think about things. It's just – it's a very powerful tool PBS is doing.
And I think, too, when you think about it, like when you have a group of kids that can make something like reading cool.
Yes. Oh, and they're so cute.
Right?
You have to see this thing. They are
yeah.
so adorable. I was interviewed for my station. I get a bunch of interview asks, and I showed up at this. I was heading off on a research junket, and I happened to be in that city, and they somehow knew, and they said, could you stop by and do an interview? And usually I know everything about what I'm about to do, and on
mm-hmm.
this one it was kind of last minute, and I went down there. I had no idea what I was doing, and I got in there, and I said, what is this interview? And they said, well, it's for a thing called Kids Stew. And I went, the Kids Stew on PBS? And I went, yeah, you're going to be on Kids Stew. And I went, you're kidding me.
Like, this is the best interview ever.
Yeah. And so I was interviewed by maybe a 12-year-old girl, and she was so together. And she had all her questions, and she was – I sort of joke around a lot in interviews, mm-hmm. and she went right with me and laughed and – gosh, we had fun. It was just totally a blast.
So in this author corner, basically, and what, yeah. what you do in this, yeah. so do they talk about one particular book that you write, or is it more just about how did you become an author and the life of an author?
Yeah, a little of both.
Yeah.
It was focused. I've written a series of books called The Kingdom Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
They take kids into the Disney parks after the parks have closed. And there's these five kids who get into wild adventures when no adults are in there. And it's just the good characters of Disney and the villains.
Ooh.
And they find themselves in the middle of this. And the books have been very popular. And because this interview was based in Miami, this young woman
she probably has visited Disney World
exactly.
numerous times.
How many times have you been behind the scenes, and what can you tell me?
Tell me all the secrets.
Yeah, give me all the secrets. So it was really fun.
Well, because part of your research for The Kingdom Keepers was you actually got to go
31 times.
Yes.
I've been in the parks after hours. And I'm escorted by an Imagineer, who are the people who design and build the rides.
Wow.
And they come in, and the rides are dark, so it's just under hurricane lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk the whole ride. It takes about 2 hours, and these guys tell you every little bit about what was difficult to do, what funny things that have happened on the ride, this and that. And then they bring their crew in, and they start it up for me at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And I ride it 10 or 12 times and take all these notes and go home and write a chapter in The Kingdom Keepers.
And there are little secrets at Disney.
Gosh.
I mean, there are.
Oh, my gosh. And it's so fun. I mean, even as an adult, I can't wait to do it again. You know, every
right.
time they allow me in there, it's like, oh, I get to go. Yeah. You know, I've been into the Haunted Mansion 4 times with the lights on.
Oh,
and it's
oh.
scarier with the lights
no
on.
No way, really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
Because you see stuff that you miss in the dark.
I'm always afraid I'm not going to be able to hop off of that.
Exactly. Well, you can't.
End.
Don't hop
right.
off.
Right.
Exactly. It will stop the whole ride like that.
Good to know. And also one of the books that you're known for, and this made it all the way to Broadway, as people know, is Peter and the Starcatchers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with Dave Barry.
Yes.
Such a fun book.
And my oldest is reading this book right now. And I think to find a series of books for kids, for those kids kind of in that age group, mm-hmm. you know, going into middle
sure.
school,
sure.
it's hard to find a good series. Do you think about that as you start to have an idea?
Well, I mean, my objective is to write fun, suspenseful, exciting books for that age group. So in that way, yes. But mm-hmm. you never write to an audience or you just fall flat.
Right.
So for me, it's all about storytelling. And it really comes back to Kids Stew because, you know, and leaving your imagination open.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was reading Peter Pan to my then 5-year-old daughter who graduated college a month ago. And we were maybe 6 pages in, and she was impatient, and she put her hand across the book and said, Dad, how did Peter meet Captain Hook in the first place? And there was this big pause as my little idea brain started
churning. Right.
And I said, sweetheart, that's its own story. Like, you know, why can he fly? Why does he never grow old? And then I said, no, I think that's its own book. And then I dumped her off my lap, and I ran to my office, and I started taking notes. And with Dave Barry's help, that became 5 novels about Peter and the Starcatchers.
I'm speaking with New York Times bestselling author Ridley Pearson. We're talking about his upcoming appearance on the second season of the PBS show Kids Stew. And as I mentioned, a lot of people know James Patterson for
yes.
his adult novels. But
yes.
what people may not know is that he also writes for kids.
Don't bring that up.
You know, don't bring it up.
He's always right at the top of the bestseller
list.
Oh,
man, always,
this
right?
This guy, yes.
You just can't break it.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's terrific.
But what's it like, though, because you've written for both
right.
genres as well. How difficult is it to write, for, even though you said you don't write to an audience? Well,
that's the thing. It comes back to what I was saying. You really write, and I'm sure James would say the same thing, is that you storytell.
Mm-hmm.
So there are essential parts. I teach at BSU occasionally. I taught there last year, and I was teaching the juniors about just the elements in a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, for I don't know about James, but for me, I write a lot for adults, suspense novels and murder mysteries and that kind of thing. And they're probably R-rated. And then I write for middle graders, and those are G-rated.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hold back on the suspense elements, the relationships, the depth of character. You know, the first thing in a book is I'm this giant plotter. I'm like a nuclear plotter. But it really isn't that important because you want to find a character or two that the reader is going to identify with or really dislike. It can be either mm-hmm. way, but they engage with that character. And then they're going to read the book.
Right.
And so, you know, whether it's adults or kids, you try to create real characters that have problems but have fun and families that have problems but have fun. Mm-hmm. And then they can go, well, that's familiar to me, and I think I want to follow what these guys are doing.
What I think is so great, too, getting back to kids, too, is with these recurring author interviews, is they bring on other interviews, other authors as well.
Oh, yeah.
And again, to talk just about, you know, how great it is when it comes to your imagination.
Yes, absolutely. Now, my segment, I think it's an hour program.
Mm-hmm.
And my segment's maybe 4 or 5 minutes. In fact, I had a broken foot at the time.
Oh.
And I had broken it here in Boise. And I had this massive walking boot on it. And so they cut this out, which I was really disappointed because she introduced me and said hello. And I lifted my boot up at about her face level and dropped it into her lap. And I said, it's nice to be here.
That's hilarious. Oh, see, that's...
But it got her laughing.
Right. And that's what matters.
Yeah. No, it's you know, again, I think they know. And this is... Here's another thing to your point about writing for adults and kids is you do write shorter, punchier chapters.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Adults can put up and love a 30-page chapter. A kid will whip it across the room.
Oh, they'll be done with that.
Yeah. So Kid Stu has also done very short snippets. I mean, the piece right before mine is maybe 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just bang, 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 bang. And, you know, outdoors, indoors, over here, in a jungle gym, over there. So I think it's well-engineered to maintain the kid's interest.
And what's great about it too is that it's for those, you know, kids 8, 9, 10, 11,
oh,
12
yeah.
year olds.
Absolutely.
Because so much of kids programming is for the little kids,
right.
Which is lovely.
Yeah. And it's not babyish at all.
No.
These guys are young adults talking to young adults.
And they're
talking. You should see this interview with this young woman. I mean, she's Dan Rather. She's sitting there going, so, Mr. Pearson, you know, when you first went into Disney, what
right.
was it like? And what did you see?
And I'm going, and Mr. Wow. Pearson, did you do anything that was illegal when you were
exactly.
in?
Can you give me a book?
I think it's lovely that you're doing this because to get the next generation
oh
reading.
Gosh. That's the whole mission. Yeah.
It's critical. Like
get
it is
them off the screens for a few hours a day.
Yeah. And use your imagination and engage. I mean, when we talk about those moments in our lives where we learn to love to read.
Yes.
And I think that's what we all want for our kids.
The best emails on earth that I get, and it's better than the pay from Disney, are these emails from parents who say, you know, little Johnny was 11. I couldn't engage him. My husband couldn't engage him. And then he read the first Kingdom Keepers, and now we can't keep him out of the library. And you just go, yes, that was the whole idea.
And that was an encore presentation of our interview with Idaho-based author Ridley Pearson. Up next, young Republicans and Democrats host a forum on diversity in higher education. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.